Welcome to The Deep Dive. Today we're taking a closer look at Never Too Late for Love, that collection of short stories by Warren Adler. These were really something, a fascinating dive into themes that, well, they challenge a lot of ideas about getting older.
Absolutely. What I find so compelling is how Adler just, you know, throws us right into Sunset Village, this Florida retirement community. And right away, he starts dismantling this idea that aging somehow means the end of intimacy or identity or even change itself.
Yeah, it's not about fading away at all.
No, not at all. These stories feel more like profound acts of reinvention, resilience even. Characters are actively reclaiming things, desire, dignity, that fundamental human connection we all need.
That phrase, reclaiming desire, that really lands. It feels less like a neat ending and more like a quiet kind of rebellion.
Sort of, yeah. A quiet rebellion is a good way to put it.
So the question we're diving into, I suppose, is how does Adler actually do that? How does he break down these, you know, deep-seated prejudices about aging? Because he doesn't lecture, does he?
Oh.
It's all through these very human stories that just defy what you expect.
Exactly. He just shows us the reality, sometimes the surprising reality. Take the title story, Never Too Late for Love. You've got Bill and Jenny, they're both in their 70s, and they connect, really connect over shared Yiddish heritage, but also this deep emotional loneliness they both feel. What's really striking is they choose this connection, this joy, even when their own kids clearly disapprove.
Right. And the kids are almost, maybe without meaning to, trying to control their parents' lives there.
Yes. As if love has an expiration date, you know, tied to your birth certificate or something.
And that point about adult children unintentionally infantilizing their parents, that's so sharp. You see it, don't you?
Yeah.
How maybe adult kids speak for their parents or make decisions about their personal lives, their love lives.
As if autonomy just vanishes after a certain age. Mm. Adler completely flips that.
He really does.
And then you have Just Once, which is, wow, another masterclass in defying expectations.
Okay, tell us about that one.
Well, you have Rose. She's been married 50 years, right? And she starts getting these anonymous love notes, and they awaken desires she, I mean, maybe long buried, or maybe never even really knew she had.
Mm.
It leads to the secret kind of fleeting romance. And for her, it's a first taste of sexual fulfillment she'd never experienced before.
That's incredible. And it's not presented as just like a scandal.
No, not at all. It's really about Rose's journey, her discovery of her own self, her own desires. It's a personal awakening deep down.
It's really brave how both stories tackle these taboos around love and sexuality and later life. They make space for stories we just don't hear very often, but you feel them deeply.
You really do. They remind you that our emotional lives, our physical lives, they don't just switch off. If anything, maybe that longing for connection becomes, well, even more urgent sometimes.
And it feels so relevant now, doesn't it? With, you know, populations getting older.
Hugely relevant. This collection really forces readers to look at their own prejudices, you know, about autonomy and dignity for older people. Adler reminds us that retirement communities aren't just waiting rooms. They're vibrant places. People are living, learning, longing.
Still grappling with all the same universal human stuff. Love, respect.
Exactly. It makes you wonder, doesn't it, if we're all just a bit too quick to put people into boxes based on age.
Warren Adler's Never Too Late for Love really stays with you. It's this heartfelt reminder that, okay, time shapes us, sure, but it doesn't have to define us.
It feels like an act of advocacy almost, giving voice to people often overlooked.
It really does. And it definitely leaves you with a lot of empathy. It dares readers, really, to ask, what assumptions do you hold about aging? Assumptions that might stop you seeing older people as fully human, or maybe stop you from embracing your own future with that same kind of vitality Adler's characters find.
That's the core question, isn't it?
Yeah. Stay open, stay compassionate, and keep diving deeper.